Practice test 6. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you'll have to answer questions on what you will hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all of your answers on the test pages. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a woman and a man talking about their work at a library. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello. I'm Mrs. Phillips, the head librarian. You're the new library assistant, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Robert Haskell, but please call me Bob.
The woman introduces herself as the head librarian, Mrs. Phillips, so the name Mrs. Phillips has been written in. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello. I'm Mrs. Phillips, the head librarian. You're the new library assistant, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Robert Haskell, but please call me Bob.
All right, Bob. Let me take a few minutes to explain how the library works and what your duties will be. First, the library opens at 8:30 in the morning, so naturally we expect you to be here and ready to work by then.
Of course.
And you can go home at 4:30 when the library closes. Now, let me explain where everything's kept.
It looks like here on the ground floor is where the reference books are.
Yes, that's right. Up on the second floor is where the adult collection is, both fiction and non-fiction.
And the children's books are there too, aren't they? I thought I saw them in the room by the stairway.
No, those are magazines and newspapers for adults. Children's books are up one more flight on the third floor. We'll take a look at them later. Let me show you how we organize our work. Do you see that brown book cart over there?
The one by the door?
Yes, that one. Those books have been checked in and need to go back on the shelves.
Okay, so the brown book cart has books to reshelve. What about this black cart by the desk?
Those books have torn pages or damaged covers. They're all books that need to be repaired.
Okay, I know how to do a lot of that. I'm pretty good at mending torn pages and covers.
That's great, because we really need help with that.
And that white cart in the corner, what are those books for?
Those are old books that we've taken off the shelves to make room for new ones. We sell them as used books to raise money for the library.
So they're all ready to sell?
Yes, that's right. So now you know what to do with the books in the carts. Let's talk about our activities schedule.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
I understand this library has a number of interesting activities every week.
Yes, our activities are quite popular. The most popular one is story time for the children.
Do a lot of children show up for that?
Yes, a good many. It takes place in the children's room on Thursday mornings at 11.
Isn't there a family movie night too?
Yes, but it's not at night anymore. We used to have family movies on Fridays when the library is open until 9, but now we have a different activity at that time, so we had to switch family movies to the weekend, Saturday afternoon.
How much do you charge for the movies?
They're all free. The movie always starts at 2:30 in the reference room. But you don't have to worry about that since you don't work on weekends.
And what takes place on Friday evenings?
We've just started a weekly lecture series. We have a different speaker every week, and the lectures cover all different kinds of topics.
That sounds like something I'd be interested in attending.
Good, because we'll need your help with that. You'll be working Friday evenings, and one of your duties will be to set up the meeting room on the first floor for the lecture.
What time will you need that done?
Let's say by 6:15. The lecture starts at 6:30, and the room needs to be ready well ahead of time. A lot of people arrive early.
Maybe I should have the room ready by 6?
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Okay, why don't I take you upstairs and show you the rest of the collection?
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.